to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. Each week, as we bring these videos to you, we encourage you to not only to enjoy them, but also to be inspired to have your own tangible relationship with God. Number two, to get your prayers answered. And number three, to share your testimonies with others about what the Lord has done for you. Now, this is our third session, and we're talking about acknowledging God. And what we mean by this is beginning to learn how to invite Him to be a part of everything you do. As we shared in the last session, and it went so fast, the number one way in which anybody connects with God is through what God has made. We're going to embellish on that just a little bit more in this session. But as we showed you last week from Romans chapter 1 in the Message Bible and in the Passion Translation, that even those whose minds had been deceived, who Paul said God gave them over to a debased mind, a mind void of judgment, even they had no excuse when they were to look at the surroundings of the things that God had made, the beauty of creation. Instinctively, God had put in every single human heart the ability to desire Him and to find Him, not only personally, but also in what God has made. And so Paul said they had no excuse. All right, let's go on a little further, because Jesus talks about this in John chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, when Jesus is talking to Nicodemus, and he brought forth the idea that a man could be born again. Nicodemus didn't understand this, and he said, well, how can a man being old get back into his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus said, Nicodemus, you're not getting this. Flesh begets flesh, but spirit begets spirit. So Jesus is talking about something different than a fleshly birth, although he's relating it to a birth of the flesh. And he goes on in verse 11 and 12 to say, most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify to what we've seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And can you see right here, Jesus is making a point that I'm relating spiritual things to earthly things so that you can get it. But you're struggling even looking at the things of this earth. What if I went right to the heart of spiritual realities? You wouldn't be able to comprehend any of it. And further, he goes on to say in Matthew 16 and verse 3, he says, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. And look at what he's trying to say here. He's saying you can make a correlation between earthly things, but you don't allow those earthly things to make a correlation between God in heaven. Now, if you want a little assignment, because our time goes so fast, go over to the book of Job and start in chapter 39, 40, and 41. At least those three chapters. They're kind of long. But that's where God has had enough of Job and his hypothesis about what has happened or should have happened in his life. And God comes to him in a whirlwind and says to Job, now you will answer. I will talk to you and you will respond. It kind of sounds almost like fighting words. And in a sense, it kind of is. And now for three chapters plus, God goes on a rant to describe all the things that he've made. He said, have you seen the vaults of hail that are set aside for war? He said, I made those. Were you there when I put the Pleiades in the sky? I made those. Do you know I know every one of those stars by name? And he goes on to talk about the Leviathan, the great creature of the sea that he made. He said, do you see his strength and his power? Do you know that I made him? In other words, God's beginning to go one step after another to take all that he made, which is amazing, and relate it to him and help Job to begin to get the idea that by Job seeing the things that God has made, you can get an idea of who God is himself. And after all of it's done, Job says, I've opened my mouth once, but I put my hand over my mouth. I will not speak again. And Job was really good in saying that, because God then began to restore to Job even greater than he ever had before. All right, if you look at these things, what we're going to share now, and then as we continue to share in these sessions, you can really begin to put two and two together. Do you know, I have at times for individuals that have asked me questions about a relationship with God. Some of them, I've even said this to them, go out into the woods every day or go to a park every day and just go to a place where it's so beautiful that when you get there, your soul becomes at rest and your heart can begin to hear God. I remember my dad taking me out into the woods in upstate New York to go deer hunting. And of course, you know, you had to get out there before the sun came up. So we'd have a trail and we'd have to have our flashlights out just to go there. And he'd set me on a rock and all of a sudden the sun would begin to come up and all the birds and all the creatures are beginning to do what they do. And it's just amazing to be in a place like that because it's so calm that you can hear God. We're so busy. We're so distracted in the day that we live. It's time for us to get quiet so that we can hear God. We're going to continue to talk about acknowledgement in the fourth session and probably a fifth session. But folks, don't miss these week after week adventures in grace. We want to grow in our ability to not only recognize God, but begin to acknowledge Him. And we'll talk about that just a little bit in this fourth session. So as we end today, another experience of the grace of God. This is so cool. I was just at the meeting in, like I said, Kentucky, Western Virginia, or West Virginia, and then in the eastern part of Kentucky. And the pastor made this comment. He said, you had called me, and just as you had called me, it was not only but an hour before, and I had been saying to someone around me, you know, we need to have Jim Hockaday come back in. And that individual that was a part of, you know, the ministry there, they said, yes, we would love to have him come back in. And it was hardly at all an hour or just a little bit beyond that, that I made a phone call. And you say, wow, that is a coincidence. No, folks, that's the grace of God. And I just want you to know that these are the coolest things that begin to happen on a regular basis. And if you'll begin to acknowledge that it's the Lord, you'll begin to see so much more, and you'll have testimonies and answered prayers. Let's keep going in this until we're fully saturated in an understanding of how to connect with God. God bless you all. We'll see you on our fourth session in Adventures in Grace.